You're listening to Confidently She, a podcast bringing a fresh, encouraging perspective on what it means to be a woman. And while it's okay to not be okay, I believe there's a way to walk through any stage of life with a confident perspective. Hey, this is Rebecca Biggie, and I want to welcome you to an episode of Confidently She. It's great to have you here. This episode, I am covering something that's so common. I think I forget to talk about this because I just feel like it's obvious to not, that confidence starts with not caring what other people think of you. But I think that is like the big crux, that is the thing that's hard to get over, right? We are designed to care what other people think. And this really, I believe, comes from an evolutionary trait that really no longer serves its original purpose. So let me explain what I mean by that. Way back in the day, right, like caveman time, like when you literally needed other people in order to survive, not just emotionally and relationally, but physically survive, if you were outcast from the group, you probably died, right? Like you aren't able to protect yourself. You aren't able to get enough food to sustain, you know, to sustain yourself longer than maybe a few days. Like you can't be spending all of your time just like getting food and like making shelter or whatever. Like you needed other people in order to do that. And so this fear of being outcast, this fear of being rejected, like our society and our civilization has advanced so quickly that our biological traits haven't been able to catch up, if that makes sense. So obviously, humans evolve. Animals evolve. Everything is in a state of evolution, and how fast that goes is what the differentiator is, okay? So we can see this in physical things in our body too, right? Like an appendix. We don't really need an appendix anymore. We probably did at one point. I think it was to like process or like get rid of some of like, I don't know, rocks or something that like got into our food. I don't know. Okay. You know, I'm not like a physiologist or whatever, but I do know that we have an appendix and we don't really need them anymore. I also know we have tonsils and we don't really need them anymore. So it's like these physical things that we have realized, you know, humans living in 2019 don't really need these body parts anymore. They don't serve a function. They just can sometimes get in the way of, and they can get infected, and then it causes more problems than it helps. And I believe that this fear response to being outcast is an emotional trait, a mental defense mechanism, fear mechanism to protect us that we don't really need anymore. Just like we don't need our appendix, we don't need to be afraid of other people rejecting us. Because guess what? If I wanted to, I could physically survive and live in my apartment literally without seeing another human being for like weeks. Okay, I could get everything delivered, I could work from home, I could use the internet and use all of my resources now to live a completely independent life. I'm not saying I would be happy, I'm not saying that that is my recommendation, but what I am saying is that we don't need to fear being outcast anymore because you are safe in today's world. If you are rejected by your family, if you are rejected by your current friends, if you get fired, if you are rejected by your boss, like you have other options, okay? Caveman Rebecca did not have other options. She was not able to just go find another group of people easily to hang out with and to have community with. That wasn't a thing before. But now we're so connected to other people, we have something called choice. Okay? And if some people don't like who we are, or if they don't like what we're doing, we have the choice to remove ourselves from that situation without many consequences. Just like when you have an appendicitis, you have the choice to remove your appendix. You don't need it anymore. And it's not going to drastically affect your physical health. If you don't have your appendix, you will continue living. Now, if you have heart disease, you can't go to the doctor and just be like, yeah, take it out. Like, I don't need this heart anymore. It's causing more problems. Like, no, you need to heal that. You need to do things in order to get a healthy heart, or you need to get a heart transplant. You need to have it replaced with something else. So that's a difference between, you know, our need for relationship. And I guess using the heart is a good example for that. But our need for relationship doesn't go away, but the need for acceptance from those specific people is no longer a thing. That's an evolutionary, mental, evolutionary defense mechanism that we need to surgically remove because it is infected and it is making us afraid to be ourselves. It's making us afraid to show up in the world to pursue the purpose that God has on our lives. So how do we go about doing this? A big part of it is coming to the realization that it is not serving any real purpose. So it once did. I think just getting an objective handle on the situation is a really good way to make an informed decision, right? Because you get to decide how you choose to continue feeling. So your initial reaction of fear or whatever, that's natural, okay? You need to do a lot of consistent work in order to rewire your brain to naturally choose courage over fear. So the first instinct you have is not bad. It's what do you do with it, okay? And that is the choice that you're making. You don't have a choice of how you feel or how you react, but you do have a choice of how you respond. So in that choice, you need to have an informed decision. So that starts with understanding what's going on. Because if you're just going through your life reacting to all of these situations, you're not living with confidence and security and intentionality. You're living in reaction mode. And we want to be living in responding mode, which is this is what I'm choosing to do. This isn't just how I'm reacting based on my emotions and based on whatever I feel, okay? So this instinct is good. It once served a purpose. I think that that's a really big thing to call out because I think a lot of times we start passing judgment onto these reactions that we have. Like, oh, I'm just a scared person. I don't take risks and that's a bad thing, but you know, that's just who I am. No, it's not who you are and it's not even a bad thing. It's a normal thing. Everyone has that natural response unless you consistently practice responding. Well, I should say everyone has that fear reaction. And you can continue to act off of that reaction, or you can choose to respond with confidence and respond with courage. And it makes sense if you're doing something and your mom is not approving of it, or if she's, you know, openly mocking you for choices that you're making, or if your friends are doing that, or if your boyfriend is doing that, or if anyone, your coworker, anybody, you know, we don't like, humans are wired to dislike disagreement, rejection, all of that. It's literally in our wiring so that we are protected and we were not cast out of the group and eaten by a lion, okay? Back in caveman Rebecca days, okay? If Rebecca lived in caveman days, she had to go along with the pack because otherwise I probably would have died, right? So we just don't need that anymore. And coming to the conclusion that, all right,
this reaction used to have a good purpose, but now it is preventing me from doing the things that I feel called to do, stepping out into the world in a bold way to make an impact, to be a witness, to do all of these things. So you just need to realize this had good intentions. It no longer serves a purpose. It's not like some people, and take it back to the appendix example. It's not like you specifically have a bad appendix and everyone else's appendix is working great and doing what it needs to do. It's like, no, this is something that really nobody needs anymore. And if yours is specifically causing problems, you need to do more work than anyone else to take it out. Now, I don't know how appendix work, okay? And maybe this isn't a perfect analogy, but I have my appendix. It seems to be operating fine, but I'm pretty sure it's not being, like, used for much, especially if its purpose was to, like, grind up rocks or something. Like, I'm not eating any rocks, so it's probably not doing a whole bunch in my body. But at the same time, it's not causing a ton of disruption, so I can move on with my day and move on with my physical health without thinking about it. But if you are one of those people who, and that's kind of what it was like when I started working through, like, all right, I want to do this podcast. All right, I want to build a personal brand. Okay, I want to step out and say, my name is Rebecca, and I believe these things about women and about women's bodies, and I hate the fact that it feels like women can't enjoy their food for fear of getting fat. Women can't enjoy sex for fear of being rejected by men or not climaxing in a way that is appeasing or attractive to men or whatever it is. There are so many different ways body confidence can show up in your life. It just depends on what the issues are. And I think that that's really unfair. And so I want to raise my hand, take that risk, and say, my name's Rebecca, and I'm going to put this out into the world. So once I made that choice, it was like, okay, there will be people who hate this. There will be people who don't like what you're saying. There will be people who don't like you as a person. And for me, I'm an 8 on the Enneagram. I'm an introvert. I think for me, it was easier than it is for most to be like, you know what, I'm going to do it anyway. I built my resilience up to a point where it wasn't going to stop me. I cared what people thought. I definitely always want to be open to ideas and feedback, but I don't care what my, you know, high school classmate thinks about this podcast. I don't care what my mom thinks about this podcast. I don't care what my friends at church think about this podcast, in the sense that their approval or disapproval is not going to stop me from continuing to share what I feel called to speak about and the way I feel called to heal the hearts of women. Because I know what my intention is. Yeah, maybe it doesn't always come across perfectly. I am a human, first to admit that. But the opinions of other people are not going to stop me. And that was one thing that I had to decide before I started, and something that I continue to work through, because sometimes, guys, I mean, there are people who send me, like, really mean emails. Like, not all the time, but yeah, I have a few 1-star ratings on this podcast, and that's okay. Like, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and this is the thing about rejection, okay? No one is completely accepted. Hey, it's Rebecca. This isn't for everyone, but if you're just like, I'm so done fighting against my body, like every morning waking up and feeling like I just need to deal with
this body again today, and you've tried all the other things. You've done the things that everyone else is telling you that you need to do. If you're just like, this freaking sucks. Like, I shouldn't have to live like this. I don't want to wake up in the morning with these same thoughts. I am so over all of the people telling me to love my body. What does that even mean? I want an actual plan, actual steps. Someone who's done this. Someone who I can be totally vulnerable with and feel safe. Like, they get my struggle because they've been there and they know how to get out of it. They know how to get through it without just shoving it down and pretending like it doesn't matter. I want to invite you into my one-on-one coaching program, because that is where you get someone who can see the blind spots that you are completely unaware of. Someone who can repeat your thoughts back to you in a condensed way that makes sense so that you can actually work through them and move forward. If this is something that you're like, oh, that sounds like me, go to RebeccaBiggie.com/coaching. That is how you get started. That is the gateway into what would be private coaching with me one-on-one. It's not for everyone. Not everyone needs a one-on-one body confidence coach. But if you want someone in your corner, if you want that support, if you want to feel like there's somebody on your side to change the way you think when you wake up in the morning, to change how you feel as you're getting dressed, to make normal everyday things like eating and getting dressed and going to work and talking to people and having relationships normal. Because if you think about it, you're hacking your way through the Amazon jungle right now, okay? There's like, everything is in your way. I've created a path. And if you're done hacking away by yourself and you want to just surrender to heal this part of your heart, you know that this is what's been missing, you're invited to walk with me on the path. I only work with a few women every year. To be that person that they can be vulnerable with and share everything that's going on without editing themselves, without censoring it so they don't hurt someone's feelings or whatever. Like, I get everything that you're going through. I've thought all the thoughts that you've had. I've tried all the things that you've tried. So go to RebeccaBiggie.com/coaching, and that's how you get started. Okay, let's get back to the episode. There is not a single person alive who is acceptable and supported by everyone. Like, it's this weird fear that comes up again. Like, we used to live in very small groups of people, right? Like, humans lived in groups of, I don't know, 20 max, okay? I'm not sure. I'm just guessing about that. But it was, you know, I was not exposed. Caveman Rebecca would not have been exposed to thousands of people listening to a podcast, thousands of people following her on Instagram, hundreds of different connections in my social life. That just wouldn't happen where our instincts are at in their evolutionary track, which is not too far off from the caveman days, okay? So it was important for everyone to like caveman Rebecca. It would have been important, okay? But now I'm exposed to so many different opinions, so many different beliefs, so many different people with different backgrounds and different ways to interpret things. It's impossible for me to be liked by everyone. Nothing is liked by everyone. And so another practice you can do in order to convince yourself, hey, even the most awesome things, even the things that I think are the coolest things in the world, some people hate. So this is a practice that I tell clients to do. I say, find your favorite YouTube video, like your all-time favorite YouTube video. It can be a music video. It can be like a funny, hide your kids, hide your wives, like video, any type of video on YouTube, okay? Go to that video and see how many thumbs down it got. And just look. Because no matter what video you choose, there will be at least
one person who hated it enough to give it a thumbs down rating. Like, it's one thing to watch a video and be like, nah, not for me. It's a whole nother level of petty, I'm going to make let this person know how much I think they suck. Like, to write a negative comment or to do a, like, negative review or a thumbs down. Like, it takes an intense or an extra level of disapproval to go that far. And so, just imagine how much less joy would be in your life if that person who put out that video was too afraid of that person not liking them. My go-to example is always Lady Gaga, okay? I love Lady Gaga. I think that she is one of the most talented musicians probably of all time. One of, you know, I'm not saying the, I'm saying one of the most talented musicians and people. I mean, did you see her in A Star Is Born? She is a natural actress. Wow, she was amazing, okay? She can sing. She writes all of her songs. She can play the piano. She can act. She can dance, okay? She's wildly talented. There are people who hate Lady Gaga. Not even people who are just like, oh, I'm not like the biggest fan. People who actively are like, she's the worst. Okay? And if Lady Gaga would have let all of those haters, right? If you let the haters stop you, you'll never find your biggest fans. Okay? And obviously, you're not doing it for the fans. You're doing it because this is who you are, because this is what you feel called to put out into the world. And maybe you're just like a mom trying to get through her day. Maybe you're just like a girl in college who's just trying to live her life. And there are people, you're not trying to change the world. You're not trying to become a pop star. You're not trying to like step out and do these crazy things. You're just trying to live your life. That's even more so a reason to look at these people who are rejecting you and say, you know what? I am not for everybody. And that's okay. No one is for everybody. And if the people closest to you in your life are the ones telling you that there are things wrong with you, all right, obvious caveat. If you've got issues to work through your issues, girl. Like, this is not a free pass to be like, this is who I am. Sorry I didn't respond to your text for 17 days. Like, that's just me. Like, no, you need to be accountable. You need to, you know, do your own self-improvement and all of that stuff. But it's like, if you are doing that, and if your intent is coming from a good place and whatever, and there are certain life decisions, where you went to college, what your career is, who you're dating, who you're not dating, whatever you're doing, where you're living, if you have a house, if you're renting, if you have a certain car, if you don't have a certain car, if you look a certain way, if you're wearing certain pants, like there are so many different ways that people can reject us these days or that we can feel like we're not good enough. But you need to ask yourself, good enough for who? Who is this person that I feel like I constantly need to work to earn their approval? Because if they're rejecting me, maybe I should stop trying to earn it from them. When you face rejection, or when you're afraid to be rejected, you need to remember where your security comes from. Your security does not come from your family. Your security does not come from your job. Your security does not come from your relationship or your house or how much money you have. Your security does not come from how attractive you are, from the fact that you're a size 2, from the fact that if you broke up with your boyfriend, you could go out on some dating app and have 3 dates within the next week. That's not where your security comes from. You will always be looking for validation from external sources. True security comes from who your identity is in Christ, because that is the only thing that won't ever change. Security literally means, what is secure? Insecurity? Things that are insecure, things that are going to change, right? Like, let's not overcomplicate this. Name one thing in your life that's never going to change. Your job? No. Your relationship? No. Your role as a mother? That can change. That will change. Where you live, what your body looks like. All those things change. How much money you have, that changes. And that's why everyone is so freaking insecure these days, because we're running around trying to place our identity and our security in these things, like these job titles, getting a promotion, living in a certain neighborhood, driving a certain kind of car, getting married, okay? Having kids, being a wife, being a mother, getting our identity and our security from those things. But guess what? Those things will change. It's not like they might change. They absolutely will. And when they do, what are you going to have? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the only thing I have found in this life, and I'm going to get off of my pedestal, my soapbox here in a second, but the only thing I have found in this life that is consistent, that is true, that is reliable, is who the creator of the world, but also of me, says I am. That never changes no matter what I do. He says that I am loved, that I am worthy, that I am beautiful, that I am holy in his sight. Okay, when you're a child of God, that's enough. That's the thing that's not going to change. Okay? And when you are accepted by the being that created this world, why do you give a crap what your mother-in-law thinks? Why do you care what that guy said about you 7 years ago? Does it really matter? Like, put it in perspective. It is all about putting it in perspective. We're wired to have these protection, fear-based reactions to being rejected, but really a rejection to a confident woman, someone saying no to us, that doesn't mean that we are inherently flawed, okay? So if you take two puzzle pieces, same puzzle, and you try to fit them together, and they're not the right fit, that doesn't mean that one piece is better than the other, or that one piece needs to change in order to fit the other. All it means is that they go in different spots. So why do we make it so much about us? Okay, whenever I am rejected, quote, rejected, because I don't see it that way anymore. After working through all of my insecurities and really building my confidence, I don't see no as a rejection. I see it as information. Okay, cool. This person, this job opportunity, this place, whatever it is, this is not where I'm supposed to be right now. So instead of trying to waste so much energy trying to make this piece fit, I can go put my energy towards finding the one that does. And there's nothing wrong with that puzzle piece. There's nothing wrong with my puzzle piece. We don't need to change them. We don't need to throw one out. Like, it's all part of the plan. You just need to find where you fit. And fitting somewhere where you're actually designed to fit is so much more comfortable than trying to make it work where you don't. There will be a place for you to fit perfectly. And the cool thing about people that's different than puzzle pieces is that it changes throughout our life. And you need to be okay with that too. And like, how cool is that? Where for some seasons, you fit really well somewhere. And then you grow and you change. And then it's not as comfortable to be there anymore. You feel like you can expand. You feel like something is changing. And you can go be a perfect fit somewhere else. I think that's one of the most amazing things about being a woman, being a human is, guys, I mean, we don't have to stay in the same place. Things don't have to stay the same. They can change. And once you stop seeing change as losing something, I always use the analogy, we need to practice how to hold things with open hands. Because when you're holding on to things with your hands open, first of all, you can usually hold more than if your fists are closed tightly around whatever is in your hands. You can hold more when your hands are open. And it doesn't hurt when things are taken away. And you make room for whatever's next. So do not fear rejection. Expect rejection. And work to realize that reaction that you have based in fear, based in not being accepted, it's natural. It used to serve a purpose, but it doesn't anymore. That's like your appendix. Get that out of there. All right? Instead of making decisions based on fear, make decisions based on faith. And I know that is so cheesy. I just thought of it right now. I'm sure that it has been written in an Instagram quote somewhere, but it just came to me. Make decisions based on faith. Be courageous. Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. We need to start taking that literally, guys. Be strong and courageous. And don't be afraid of the opinions of others. Opinions can't kill you, okay? The opinion of your mother-in-law, the opinion of your aunt, the opinion of your coworker, the opinion of some guy on a dating app, like, what, they're not going to kill you. Like, you will be fine. You will be fine. And the more energy you spend looking towards what's a fit, the better. Because seriously, like, you only have so much energy in a day. Why allocate energy towards trying to convince someone that what you're doing is good enough? Like, good enough for who? You don't need their approval anyway. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And there will be another one published next Thursday, right back here on Confidently She.